Chapter 1. Missing Persons. Chapter 1 opens in the aftermath of a violent coastal storm. Emergency lights flash across a rain-soaked marina as police officers, rescue personnel, and anxious family members search for two teenage boys who have disappeared at sea. At first glance, this chapter appears to be little more than a dramatic introduction to the story. Yet beneath the surface, it introduces one of the central themes that will unfold throughout the entire book. As the search for the boys continues, one of the officers examines the available evidence and concludes that the situation is likely hopeless. The missing boys were reportedly seen sailing beyond the harbour before the storm arrived, and no sign of them was found. From his perspective, the facts seem to point toward a tragic outcome. Chief Carter, however, is less willing to draw conclusions. Although he does not dispute the available evidence, he cautions the younger officer against assuming he knows the whole story. That brief exchange introduces an important truth. Every day we gather information, interpret events, and draw conclusions about what is happening around us. The challenge is that we never possess all the information. We see only a small portion of reality, while often assuming we understand far more than we actually do. Too often we rush in and fill in the missing information, the gaps, with our own imagined conclusions, rather than patiently allowing the truth of the situation to unfold. For many of us, waiting is uncomfortable because it leaves those gaps unfilled. Yet waiting is the biblical pattern. It is in the waiting that God often exposes our assumptions, reveals what we genuinely believe, and graciously persuades our hearts of what is true. Isaiah 40:31, Psalm 27:14, Lamentations 3:25-26. How often have we looked at a situation and felt certain about what was happening, only to discover later that important pieces of the story were missing? How many fears, worries, conflicts, and misunderstandings have grown from conclusions that later proved inaccurate? Scripture reminds us that our understanding is partial. We see only a small portion of reality, while God sees what remains hidden from us. The chapter invites us to recognize the limits of our own perspective before drawing conclusions about what we think we know. Near the end of the chapter, the officers discuss the missing sailboat. The younger officer remarks that perhaps the boys could have avoided disaster if they had paid closer attention to the signs around them. When asked what he means, he reveals the name of the vessel, a heavenly perspective. That name quietly introduces the question that will drive the entire story. Will we continue drawing conclusions from the limited facts before us, or will we learn to trust the perspective of the one who sees what we cannot? Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Police Officer Andrews and Chief Carter looked at the same situation yet arrived at very different conclusions. Andrews filled in the gaps with the worst-case scenario, while Chief Carter recognized that important facts were still unknown. When you find yourself facing uncertainty, how do you typically respond? Do you wait patiently for greater understanding? Or do you instinctively fill in the gaps with your own conclusions? What is the danger of filling in the gaps? Why do you think we are quick to do this? Number 2. Can you identify a time when you became convinced you knew what was happening in another person's life, only to discover later that your conclusions were built on assumptions rather than facts? How did those conclusions affect the way you responded to that person? Number 3. Is there a present circumstance in which you might need to acknowledge the limits of your own perspective instead of treating your assessment as fact? What might it look like for you to patiently seek God's perspective in a situation where you cannot yet see the eventual outcome? Island Insights. In order to have a heavenly perspective, We are not required to deny what we see, ignore the facts, or pretend that difficult circumstances are not serious. We do, however, need to acknowledge that our view is always partial, while God is omniscient. Even if we see 99% of our situation with perfect accuracy, which of course is impossible, we are still viewing it from a limited perspective, and that missing 1% may be very important. When circumstances appear hopeless, confusing, or frightening, we can resist the urge to make final conclusions based only on what is visible in the moment. Instead, we can humbly acknowledge the limits of our understanding and entrust ourselves to the God whose understanding has no limits, whose perspective is always complete. Rather than filling in the gaps with our own unsubstantiated opinions, we can simply acknowledge that we really don't know everything and rest in the fact that He does.